Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to dive into our randomised team for grand final week. You guys have done this for the last few weeks. I think this will be the toughest one yet. You can only pick players from the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels that are running out this weekend if we pull those two cards. Or you need to pick a player from the other teams in this competition, so whichever team that we pull out in this competition, and then you need to pick a player from all time, but at some point they need to have played for either the Parramatta Eels or the Penrith Panthers. So this will be a real test. So every single player that we pick needs to have played for the Parramatta Eels or the Penrith Panthers at some point throughout their career. Have to play first grade football, not be in their system, not be in their junior grades, not coach there. They have to have been there in their system playing first grade. So it's going to be very, very tough. If we pull a Parramatta or a Penrith card, you pick a player from the current squad. If not, every other card, you have to pick a player that has spent some time there throughout their history. So this might be one to have Google up. It'll be a real challenge. This one is probably more so about just getting 20 players instead of probably making your best side. You want to come up with your best side, but getting 20 is going to be a challenge enough within itself. So I'm sure that you've all done this before, but you put 1 to 20 in your notes or on a bit of paper. 1 to 13 in position. 14 is a utility. 15, 16 are middle forwards. And 17 is a back rower. Then 18, 19, 20 is like our extended squad, so you need coverage for outside backs, coverage for spine, and coverage for your forward pack. I've got two packs of footy cards. I will read out each card and the player on it and the team. More importantly, you then need to pick a player from that team who has represented the Penrith Panthers or the Parramatta Eels at some point throughout their career. You can pick players from any era you would like. After I read out the name of the player and the team, you might want to pause the podcast so you can have a think about it for a couple of minutes, because I think this is going to be pretty tough. I'm very keen to see if I'm able to do this one live. I've learned some lessons over the last few weeks with the Penrith Panthers for some bizarre reason. I forgot Brad Fittler last week. I forgot Isaac Luke when the Bunnies were in it a few weeks ago. So a few at the top of my mind that you guys have reminded me of. So fingers crossed we can do it. But good God, these are getting hard to do them live. All right. Let's get stuck into this. So I've got the 2019 traders. Just a reminder too, once you select a player, you cannot move them out of the position you've selected them in. So be smart and be wise with your selections, because some teams are going to be really hard, I think. And sometimes it's just about filling a position to get through. You're going to have to be a little bit tactical. All right, let's open up our first pack. Our first pack of 2019 traders. Let's have a look. Our very first card is Sean Johnson from the New Zealand Warriors. Sean Johnson from the New Zealand Warriors. So we need to pick a player that has played for the New Zealand Warriors and for either the Penrith Panthers or the Parramatta Eels. This one will be tough. Okay. So I've got a couple of options. Obviously, a few guys in the current squad, Sean Lane, Isaiah Papali'i, these sort of guys. Thinking about guys that are in the current Warriors side, DWZ. There's two guys that come to mind for me straight away, though, and the first one is James Maloney. He'd be a nice little selection here. The other one is Brandy Alexander, who I'm sort of leaning towards. I'm going to pick Greg Alexander, and he's going to be my halfback. I'm going to fill that role off the bat. So obviously, just keep in mind that it would be impossible to get Andrew Johns. It'd be impossible to get Alfie Langer. It'll be impossible to get Cooper Cronk. It'll be impossible to get, you know, a long list of really talented halfbacks and 5'8". So really be smart about this. So my first pick from the New Zealand Warriors, I'm going to go with Greg Alexander. Obviously, represented the New Zealand Warriors and the Penrith Panthers. All right, our next card is from the Parramatta Eels. It is Tim Manor. So we get to pick a player from the current Parramatta Eels side to plug into our team. So you can pick anyone. So you might go for a spine player, whether it's Reed, Dill Brown, Gutho. You might choose to go for one of the forwards as well. Isaiah Papali'i, obviously Junior Bolo, Regan Kemp-Gillard. A heap of options here to go through. Madison you could pick as well. I think I'm going to fill my second row spot, and I'm going to go for Isaiah Papali'i. I'm a huge, huge fan of him, so happy to get him into the side, and hopefully we'll be able to pick up another 5'8 a little bit later. All right, our next card is... Actually, before when I was talking about... Yeah, sorry, no, ignore that. Okay, our next card is Matt Dufty from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. So we need to pick a player from the Dragons that has represented the Parramatta Eels or the Penrith Panthers. So obviously, Jamie Soward, he comes to mind, could pick him at 5'8". Who else? Bo Scott has played for the Parramatta Eels. Amos Roberts, he played for the Penrith Panthers. Tough, tough, tough. I think I'm going to go for Trent Merrin as well as another one, but I think I'm going to go a little bit into the vault here a little bit, and I'm not sure if I'm actually... No, now, Ryan Girdler's the one that I'm considering, but of course he played for the Steelers, not for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, so we'll say that we can't pick him. We'll play fair ball there. I'm going to pick Bo Scott in the back row with Isaiah Papali'i. That's going to be my selection there. Bo Scott in the back row with Isaiah Papali'i from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Hopefully there's no one else major that I am forgetting. Bo Scott, he's going to be my selection there. All right, our next card is Cooper Cronk from the Sydney Roosters. So we need to pick a player from the Chooks. I'm going to take this opportunity to pick Brad Fittler, obviously. I forgot him a couple of weeks ago by some form of fucking miracle. So I'm going to pick Freddie at 5'8". To partner the great Greg Alexander there. Brad Fittler at 5'8", obviously represented the Sydney Roosters, but also the Penrith Panthers in the early parts of his career, won a premiership there, was club captain for a little bit there. All right, our next card is from the Melbourne Storm. It is Faces of the Game, Jerome Hughes. So we need to pick a player from the Melbourne Storm. And I was sort of thinking about the Storm before we started, and there's a lot of players that have represented the Melbourne Storm and the Panthers and the Eels, but no absolute superstars. So I was thinking before of guys like Tepei Moroa, Richie Faioso, Chase Blair, Adam Warno, Sikamanu. Had a couple in my mind. No one that really jumps out, to be honest with you, though, is absolute superstars. So I'm sort of hoping that we don't get too many Melbourne Storm players. Obviously, I've got a lot of flexibility as far as which players I pick as it stands right now. A heap of options to go for. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go for David Kidwell. He played two seasons at the Parramatta Eels in the early parts of his career, and he also represented the Melbourne Storm. So David Kidwell, I've already got two starting back rowers, so I'm going to pick him on the bench as my jersey 17. David Kidwell from the Melbourne Storm and the Parramatta Eels represented them in the early parts of his career. So David Kidwell there, pretty happy with that one. Kitty, met him a couple of times. Actually took care of his kids a couple of years ago. Champion fella. All right. Our next card is Alex Johnston from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. You need to pick a player from the Bunnies who has played for either the Parramatta Eels or the Penrith Panthers. Really good one here. Couple of options. Obviously, Appy, he comes to mind straight away. You could pick him at 9. You could go for like a Chrissy Sando, Reese Wessard, Dean Witters, Josh Mansell out on the sting you could go for. But I think I'm going to go with Appy Kuruso, who obviously won a premiership with the South Sydney Rabbitohs and then moved on to the Penrith Panthers. But a heap of options there. A couple of spine players that you could fill your team with as well. Our very next card is from the Brisbane Broncos. It is Cody Nikorima. Cody Nikorima from the Brisbane Broncos. So we need to pick a player from the Broncos. I think this one's going to be a pretty easy one for me. This is the one I had in mind for the Broncos all day. I'm going to pick in the front row, Big Petro Sevenaceva. I think people forget that he did play a season or two, probably two seasons, with the Penrith Panthers. I think it was 2011, 2012, around that mark. They were pretty successful too, from memory. So Petro Sevenaceva, he's going to be my pick from the Brisbane Broncos. Our next card is Dylan Walker from the Manly Seagulls. So we need to pick a player from the Seagulls that has played for the Parramatta Eels or the Penrith Panthers. Gutho, he obviously comes to mind straight away. You could also go Appy here if you didn't pick him already. But there's a standout for me that I'm going to pick in a heartbeat, and that is going to be in the centres. I'm going to go for Jamie Lyon. He's an easy pick for me from Parramatta, the one I had in mind coming into this. Sorry, from Manly. He's the one that I had in mind coming into this one. So Jamie Lyon obviously played for the Manly Seagulls for the vast majority of the back end of his career, but he started his career with the Parramatta Eels and was unbelievable there, by the way. So Jamie Lyon, I'm going to pick him in the centres. Our next card is Nathan Peets from the Gold Coast Titans. Peetsy obviously played with the Parramatta Eels himself, so he's a guy that you could pick. From the Gold Coast Titans, though, obviously you could find a spot for Preston Campbell here. I'm considering him in jersey 14. The other one could be Jared Hayne that you could select. Guys that are still in the comp at the moment, like your Tyrone Peaches, your Bryce Cartwrights as well, a few guys that have gone up to the Gold Coast, but I think I'm going to pick Hayne, and I'm going to pick him at fullback in my side here. Jared Hayne at fullback. I hope we don't get too many Titans. That could get pretty grim. All right, our next card is Felice Kafusi from the Melbourne Storm. So to pick a player from the Melbourne Storm that has played for the Parramatta Eels or the Penrith Panthers, this is getting pretty grim. I think I already had one from the Melbourne Storm. I picked David Kidwell. Hopefully we don't get too many Storm players too already, and I don't think there's a stack of options in this category unless there must be people that I am forgetting. In the Melbourne Storm, I'm going to go for... Oh, I might go for like a Sikamanu maybe in the front row. Might pick him off the bench. Might be the best option. Got guys like Chase Blair, Maurice Blair as well. Two Blairs there, obviously unrelated. But I'm going to go for Sikamanu, and I'm going to bring him off the bench as one of my front rowers. So jersey 15, I'm going to go for Sikamanu there. All right, that is our first deck of cards done. Jesus Christ, this is getting tough. So far, we've got Hayne at fullback, Jamie Lyon at centre, Freddie and Greg Alexander in the halves, very happy with that. Appy at 9, very happy with that. Petro Sevenaceva in the front row, our edge back rowers, Bo Scott and Isaiah Papali'i. Then on our bench, Sikamanu and David Kidwell. So still got plenty of spots to fill in this team, and it is getting pretty grim just quietly, getting very, very tough. All right. Our next pack of cards. Let's have a look who we have got. And our very first card that comes out, this is crazy, Nathan Brown from the Parramatta Eels, who, of course, has been recalled into this team at the last minute. What a tremendous effort by Nathan Brown. So we need to pick a player from the Parramatta Eels current side to come in. I need a center. I need two wingers. I need a front rower. I need a 13. So Madison, he looks pretty appealing at 13. Junior Bolo up front looks pretty appealing as well. I just think there'll be a fair whack of front rowers that I'll be able to grab later. Wingers, I'm a little bit nervous about how many wingers I'm going to get, to be honest with you. But I do really worry if I'm going to be able to get about a 13 than a Ryan Madison. So I think I'm going to pick him. Matto, I'm going to pick him in jersey 13. Might be an opportunity to pick your 14 as well. Obviously, if you don't have any of your spine members, I've already got Appy, Brandy, Freddie, and Jared Hayne. If you don't have one of those, I'd probably highly advise taking one of the Parramatta boys there. But I'm going to go for Ryan Madison. I'm going to pick him in jersey 13. And what about this? Our next card is from the Penrith Panthers, Viliami Kikau. So we need to pick a player from the current Panthers side to squeeze into our team. I wish I would have waited a second on 13. Could have got Isaiah Yeo, but that is okay. So I need wingers. So Spryan To'o standing out. Centres, Isaac Tungoa could grab Stephen Crichton. Front rowers could go James Fisher-Harris. I might take this opportunity, or I could go Nathan Cleary at 14, just get the best player I can. I think I'll do that. I'll go for Nathan Cleary in jersey 14, just to get him into my side. That's my pick from the Penrith Panthers off the back of the Viliami Kikau card. Our next card is Gavin Cooper from the North Queensland Cowboys. So a player that has played for the Eels or for the Panthers that has also represented the Cowboys. I still need two wingers. So I'm going to take this opportunity to pick Matt Singh, one of the most complete wingers we've ever seen. Started his career with the Penrith Panthers and then moved up to North Queensland eventually. So Matty Singh, he is going to be my selection there on the wing from the Cowboys. That one's come pretty nicely. I think wingers were starting to get a little bit grim. All right, our next card is from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Again, it is Paul Vaughan. So the St. George Illawarra Dragons need to find another one from the Dragons. Who did we already pick? I think we picked Bo Scott from the Dragons, from memory. So we need to find another player from the Dragons to pick here. A few options here. I could go for like an Amos Roberts out on the wing, a Trent Merrin. I could pick him on the bench as well. Wouldn't be a bad little get. If you need halves, Corey Norman still available for anyone that wants to grab Normie. This is getting tough. I'd love to get Girdler, but we already sort of ruled him out. Jamie Soward's another one that you could get if you're desperate for ball players or maybe some guys in your spine. I'm going to complete my bench. I'm going to grab Trent Merrin in jersey 16. He obviously represented the Penrith Panthers and the St. George Illawarra Dragons. All right, our next card is Philip Sami from the Gold Coast Titans. We need to pick a player from the Titans. Not a heap of options here. I need centers and wingers. I need a front row forward. Then I need to start to fill my extended. So it might be an opportunity to fill my extended if I can't think of anyone. It's just getting to... Oh, actually, I'm going to pick a winger. I'm going to go for Mick Gordon. Flash Gordon played for a number of clubs, obviously, including the Penrith Panthers. So I'm going to pick Mick Gordon on the wing. We are starting to get a little bit grim, but I am worried that I could get into a position where I don't have anyone to pick. So you do want to fill your starting side, and then it'll be a little bit easier to fill your extended a little bit later because you need to complete the entire squad. All right, our next card, and thank God this has come along, Josh Mansell from the Penrith Panthers. So we get to pick a player from the Panthers' current starting team. We've already got Appy Kurosawa. We've already got Nathan Cleary in my side. So I'm going to take this opportunity. I can either pick a center or a front row forward. I think I'm going to grab James Fisher-Harris. I think he's the best option that I can get there. So James Fisher-Harris, I'm going to pick him in the front row from the Penrith Panthers to partner Petro Sevenaceva in the front row there. All right, our next card. It is a Canberra Raiders checklist card. So you need to pick a player from the Canberra Raiders that has played for one of these clubs. Now, a couple of options here. I need a center. So I've got a few guys that I can actually pick from here. The first one that comes to mind for me is probably Fergo. I could grab him. If you need other positions, Shandor Earl, CHN, the great Jason Smith, Clinton Schafosky, Ian Hindmarsh, Brad Drew, Junior Paulo, you could pick him as well, obviously. So plenty of options here. I think in the centers, though, I am going to plug Fergo in there. Probably more of a winger, Fergo, but did play a bit of center throughout his career. So Blake Ferguson, I'm going to plug him into the centers there. And that completes my starting lineup. So all I need is my three spine players. So that has not worked out too badly. If you are still desperate for starting players, life could get a little bit tough here. All right, our next card is the Melbourne Storm, Nelson Asofa Solomona. So we need to pick a player from the Storm that we haven't picked already to put into our side. I have already got Sikamanu in my team, and I've already got Kidwell as well. So need to pick someone else. I'm just trying to think about that Melbourne Storm current team, if there's anyone else that has played for one of these two clubs. Nothing's really coming to mind for me, though, to be perfectly honest with you. So I'm going to take this opportunity to pick on my extended bench, probably just the next best player I can even just think of. I'm struggling to even come up with ideas. I'm going to pick Richie Faioso as coverage for my forward pack, simply because I can't think of anyone else. So Richie Faioso, he's going to be my coverage on the extender bench there for my forwards. Our next card is Wade Graham from the Cronulla Sharks. I don't think we've had a Sharkies card yet, so that's worked out quite nicely. Heaps of options here, but I need to pick coverage from my outside backs or my spine. So a guy like Luke Lewis I would consider, but I can't because I've already got my coverage for forwards. So same with Martin Lang. As far as spine and outside backs, you might want to go down the path of Preston Campbell, Matt Moylan, James Maloney, a heap of options there. I'm going to go for James Maloney as my coverage for the spine. James Maloney, you might want to go with Preston Campbell, though. He probably offers you a little bit more versatility, but I'm a huge fan of James Maloney, so I'm going to grab him. All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One spot to go, and I need coverage for my outside back. So fingers crossed something comes our way. Fingers crossed you're able to get something good on this last card, depending on what you need. Our last card is Raymond Faitala-Mariner from the Canterbury Bulldogs. All right, so I need to pick a player from the Doggies. I need to pick coverage for my outside backs. So I'm just thinking about the Dogs, obviously, who's coming to mind. Steve Turner, he played for Canterbury and for the Melbourne Storm, obviously. Steve Turner wouldn't be a bad little get here. DWZ has played for Canterbury and for the Penrith Panthers. Matt Burton, wow, Matty Burton would be a nice little pick there. Will Hopewade as well. I'm going to pick Matt Burton. I think he could cover. He's obviously played centre. I think he could cover wing if you needed him to as well. So I'm going to pick Matt Burton. I think he's probably the best player that I can get out of there. Will Hopewade would also be a really nice option there. Obviously played for Canterbury and for Parramatta, but I'm going to go with Matty Burton, who played for the Penrith Panthers and for the Canterbury Bulldogs this year, obviously. All right, let's go through my side. At fullback, Jared Hayne. On the wings, Matt Singh and Mick Gordon. Jamie Lyon and Blake Ferguson in the centres. Freddie and Brandy in the halves. Love that. Front row, love this too. James Fisher-Harris, Api Kurosawa, Petro Sevenaceva. The back row, Bo Scott and Isaiah Papali'i. Ryan Madison wears jersey 13. My bench, Cleary, Sikamanu, Trent Merrin and Kidwell. Then my extender bench, coverage for the forwards, Richie Faioso. Coverage for my spine, James Maloney. And coverage for my outside backs, I've gone with Matty Burton. That was incredibly fucking tough. Did not enjoy that at all. Make sure you send your team into me, guys, whether you did it in your notes, on a bit of paper, whatever it might be. Take a screenshot, send it to me. I'm very keen to hear which guys I forgot, who I left out, who I forgot about, and who you guys came up with. Very, very keen to hear who you guys went for and how your team turned out compared to mine, and if anyone got a little bit screwed over by leaving certain positions, because that would have been tough. I was stoked to fill up my spine early. If I wouldn't have, I think it would have got pretty fucking grim there, to be honest with you. We've got coaches' clipboards for the Parramatta Eels Part 1 and Part 2 coming throughout the day, so stay tuned for that on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.